Today, I want to talk about the UFC because I think they're getting a little bit too comfortable right now in regards to the product they're putting out. And what I mean is the quantity of product they're putting out, because it seems like nowadays, every weekend the UFC is having an event. And when they miss a weekend, it feels like, oh shit, like what else is there, you know? That's the point the UFC has gotten themselves into, because as someone who has watched the UFC from back in the day, it wasn't always like this. The schedule was not as frequent as it is today, which is expected because the sport was bound to grow. But back in the day, you would have a UFC pay-per-view. Sometimes it would be 2 months, maybe not even monthly. And in between that, there weren't that many fight cards, fight nights, I mean. So that really changed on that aspect, the amount of events the UFC is putting out, because compared to today, today is just. It's insane, man. It's insane the amount of fight cards they're putting out. And at first, I remember when this was something that slowly began to happen, especially when they introduced the Apex. I was like, man, this is friggin' awesome. As someone who loves MMA, it's like there's gonna be more fights now, more frequent. The UFC can bypass having to book an arena, get a crowd in order to fill up seats for a fight night. They could just do it at their own place and everything is good. It's nice, easy, concise, and on paper, I thought it was a great idea. Today, though, I think it's a bad one, man. And I remember I had a friend who told me this. He's like, you're gonna get bored. You're gonna get tired of how frequent the UFC puts out their events. And I'm like, are you serious? I remember at one point the UFC was putting out an event on Wednesdays. It wasn't a common thing, but when they did, I'm like, shit, I love this. This is awesome. But he was right, man, because as someone who is looking at the next few events prior after UFC 300, which of course was an amazing event, I'm just very underwhelmed. I'm very underwhelmed because these cards are just not that good. I'm gonna be honest here. And we even have a pay-per-view during this stretch as well. And I think that pay-per-view is also just, it's not good, man. I just wanna talk about all these cards and just explain as to why I think this, because we're bouncing back with a fight night this weekend, which is Nicolau versus Perez. To be honest, I don't care for that main event. They're both solid fighters, but I just don't care for that as a main event. And I'm sure a lot of people agree with me on that. Co-main event, Ryan Spann versus Bogdan Guskov, Arian Lipski versus Karine Silva. And what is this, man? Where is this card going to be? God, it's at the Apex, right? Like, I'm looking at this card and I'm sorry. There's just like, am I even going to watch this? Am I even going to watch this? I'm gonna be for real. There's a lot of fight night cards that I skip, man. Especially if they go on till late at night, like 1 a.m. I'm like, I'm not gonna stay up 1 a.m. to watch Nicolau versus Perez. All due respect, man. But yeah, even if I read out the prelims on this card, there's no exciting names on here. It's just, this is not a good fight night, man. And here's the thing, before everyone's like, of course the fight nights are not gonna be as good as the pay-per-views, but there are fight nights where the main event is actually very solid. And an example of that is Khamzat versus Robert. They're going to be fighting on UFC Fight Night, headlining, I think it's on Abu Dhabi card. I think it's Saudi Arabia. Of course, they're going to want to make a better fight night for that compared to an Apex. But still, if the UFC is going to be making consistent fight nights, like we need to have at least a really good main event. Perez and Nicolaus, it's just not good, man. Then we go to the event after that, which is May the 4th, and that is UFC 301. It's a pay-per-view. And this has already been famously been panned by so many people in the MMA community. They're saying, what kind of card is this? Especially after coming off of UFC 300. What kind of card is this? They're going back to Brazil. And they basically had no main event, so they decided to get Pantoja, Brazilian, and Usyk, who has not been in the UFC for that long and is already getting a shot at the title, which is absolutely hilarious when you consider fighters like Belal Muhammad on this win streak and they're having such a hard time getting a title. Usyk got his, and yeah, he's gonna be main eventing a UFC pay-per-view. Like, all due respect to Steve Usyk because he's a really good fighter, but it's just like, what is this? What's going on here, man? I don't get it. Why is that the main event? They really could have done Pereira versus Hill as the main event for 301, especially since 300. You could have just left Max and Gaethje as the main event for that, and that event would have still been amazing. It's actually insane how I think that's an issue that the UFC does too as well. They stack their pay-per-views way too hard. And I understand on a business perspective, they want sales for their pay-per-views. But at the same time, man, like, you don't have to stack it this much, man. Some of these cards, some of these fights on the main card, like, there could be an opener that you could use as a fight night main event, in my opinion. So that's a mistake the UFC makes quite a bit. They overstack the pay-per-views and they don't think about the fight nights. And I think the fight nights are important, man. Especially for someone who likes watching MMA a lot. It's like, I like watching MMA, but I don't like watching bad MMA. I don't like watching MMA where it's like, all right, I don't care. But continuing from UFC 301, Jonathan Martinez versus Jose Aldo in the co-main event, like, what is that? You know it's bad when the UFC, I bet the UFC begged Jose to come out of retirement for this because they're like, man, we need anyone. There's also Anthony Smith versus Vitor Petrino, Paul Craig versus Kyle Braulio, which is actually a very exciting fight in my opinion. But first of all, there's only four fights on the main card, which I don't know what the hell that is. Secondly, yeah, just this is a poor card, man. This is a weak card. And it's a pay-per-view. Like, this is gonna get very low numbers for sure. And that's another thing too. I don't think the UFC cares about the numbers anymore compared to before because of the ESPN deal. Now we have these cards where they just don't really care. I could go through all of these cards. The best card following these shit cards is going to be UFC 302, which is Poirier and Islam. That card is obviously going to be good because of the main event. You also have the co-main event, Sean Strickland, Paulo Costa. Other solid fights and fighters as well on this card. Like, I would just like to see more consistency. I think that's my thing, man, because you have such a good card like 300, 302, 301 sucks. The fight nights between that aren't that exciting. Like, we have Barboza versus Lerone Murphy. Sorry, I don't care for that as a fight night main event. And then you have other fighters as well that just not really pushing the needle, man. Like, I'm looking at all of these. Lewis versus Nascimento. Like, I don't know what the hell that is. It's just really disappointing to see. And I want change, man. I want change. I want the UFC to, I don't know whether I want them to put out less fight cards and then just stack all of the other cards more. Like, make the fight nights better because you're not having to spread it out throughout all of these weeks. So maybe like once every other week. So you have an event and then you miss a weekend, then you have an event. Maybe they should do a schedule like that. So then they could just have one fight night a month. That's a little bit too low. One fight night a month. But at the same time, I'm complaining about quantity, right? And I want quality. So it's just like, I don't know what's a good number. Maybe two fight nights a month and then one pay-per-view. I think that's what they're doing already. And I don't really like that. Maybe they should just stick with one and one. Because, yeah, man, it's getting a little bit too oversaturated. Stick to one and one a month, maybe, or just don't make the pay-per-views too stacked and get some of these fights on fight night cards. I think that's the main thing. But what do you think? What are your thoughts on this? Am I overreacting in regards to all of these events? Do I think I'm becoming spoiled because the pay-per-views are that good that when I get to a fight night, I'm like, man, what the hell is this? I'm not entirely too sure, but give me your thoughts in the comments down below. Like this video, subscribe. I'll see you in my next one.